AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The chair of President Biden's re-election campaign, Jen O'Malley-Dillion, acknowledges there is slippage in support for the president, but insists he is absolutely staying in the race. Delaware Democratic Senator Chris Coons tells the AP reports Biden will be stepping down over the weekend are nonsense. A new AP North Center poll asked about a possible Kamala Harris presidency.
The survey found that about 6 in 10 Democrats believe Vice President Kamala Harris would do a good job as president. About 2 in 10 Democrats don't believe she would, and another 2 in 10 say they don't know enough to say. Since President Joe Biden's debate performance in June, some Democrats are looking to Harris to step in and succeed Biden as the party's presidential nominee. But when surveying Americans regardless of party, they're more skeptical of how Harris would perform in the Oval Office. Only 3 in 10 adults say Harris would do well as president. About half say Harris would not do a good job in the role. And 2 in 10 say they don't know enough to say. About 4 in 10 people surveyed have a favorable opinion of Harris. Half have an unfavorable opinion. Donna Warder, Washington.
A major internet outage is having an impact around the world. In some areas, services are returning. Summer McMillan is trying to get out of the Milwaukee airport.
The lines were crazy. They could not do anything for us as far as printing boarding passes. They were able to print luggage tags for us. But anyway, it was kind of crazy.
Cybersecurity firm CrowdStrike says trouble with the update it issued was affecting computers running Microsoft Windows and was not a security incident or cyber attack, and a fix is on the way. Russia has convicted American reporter Evan Gershkovich of espionage after a trial widely seen as politically motivated. He was sentenced to 16 years in a maximum security prison. This is AP News. With the Republican National Convention over, there are lessons for Chicago that hosts the Democratic Convention next month.
Like Milwaukee, Chicago has been preparing for months, including a controversial move to relocate a large camp for homeless people. The crowds in Chicago are expected to be much bigger, about 50,000 visitors. Activists predict tens of thousands of people will show up at demonstrations. Chicago police have been getting additional training. Milwaukee Police Chief Jeffrey Norman has some advice. Get lots of sleep, drink lots of water, make sure you understand your roles. The Democratic National Convention begins August 19th in Chicago. I'm Rita Foley.
A New York City Council member, Susan Zhuang, accused of biting a police official, complained officers used excessive force as she strove to help someone who was lying under a barricade at a protest. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.